Sweets. One thing that all of the women that I interviewed had in common is if they started gaining weight, they'd cut back on sugar and carbs. Those two things will add weight if you are not careful. Some people might need to decide to not eat any sugar at all, except for natural fruits, which studies have shown is better for you in the long run. One of my friends who is very thin says she'll have a couple bites of dessert twice a month. If it's a special occasion, she'll have one or two bites of this or that, but not having sweets every single day. Personally, once I start eating too many sweets, I can go down a slippery slope. Therefore, I don't keep them close at hand, but rather stock things like nuts and fruit to curb my sweet tooth. Additionally, I don't have any artificial sweeteners at all. I just feel terrible when I have them. When I eat a meal that's high in sugar, I immediately crave a snack afterward. It's not that I'm still hungry, I just feel the need for something sweet. This is because the high sugar meal I ate caused my blood sugar to shoot up high. So when the blood sugar drops even just a little, I start craving something sweet to balance me out. This is a major reason to avoiding too much processed sugar, as it ultimately leads to the consumption of more sugar, which will cause you to gain weight. OMAD Intertasting allows for periods of carbohydrate fasting and periods of carbohydrate feasting, which is called carb flexing. You will learn to carb flex on one day after eating reduced carbs on another day. By adding complex carbohydrates back into your daily diet for short bursts of time, you can feed your liver, which depends on glucose. You can still feed your food cravings. Who doesn't want freshly baked whole grain bread still warm from the oven? What about some fruit, granola, or gluten-free treats? How about polenta, kasha, quinoa, or oatmeal with milk and honey? You need to feed your diverse gut microbiome. For many of our friendly probiotic bacteria feast on the starches in grains and beans or the sugar in dairy. These carbs function as prebiotics that help our friendly flora modify the mucosal lining of our gut and keep it healthy.